There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabay sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues, Joseph Vumar and Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. And Ernesto, I have a statement in Reuters from the Foreign Relations Ministry of Brazil. The Brazilian government hails the peaceful nature of yesterday's election in Venezuela and is closely monitoring the counting process. It awaits the publication by the National Electoral Council of data broken down by polling stations, an essential step towards transparency, credibility, and legitimacy. What can you tell us about that statement? I got lost in the third sentence. Thank you.
Well, John, this is a little bit less knee-jerking than I expected. I thought that the current Brazilian administration would immediately, compliment Maduro and legitimize Maduro, try to legitimize Maduro's victory in this fraud. So I think they realize they can't do something so so blatant in terms of lying. So they come up with that intermediate solution that Joseph so well described as an ambiguous position, but that actually is playing in favor of Maduro. Okay, let's wait for the reports, for the tallies. But this is only to gain time for Maduro to consolidate the reality. Maduro is playing with the fait accompli. Okay, I won. No, you didn't. Okay, but who is to say that I didn't? The tallies will come. Okay, so if they have the time to falsify the tallies, to falsify the reports, and then what will people do? People who are saying that we need the tallies, like the U.S., like Brazil, they can do nothing, right? They should recognize now from all the evidence that is present that fraud was committed. So what are they expecting for the ones who committed the fraud to paper over it with falsified acts? So it looks good in the surface, on the surface, in terms of wanting something from Maduro, from the regime. But actually, it's only playing in the theater that we had normal elections and not a huge crime committed in Venezuela. So not disappointed, because under Lula, Brazil is that. I mean, support system, life support system for Maduro and other dictators. But still, from the point of view of the Brazilian people, this is awful. The largest country in Latin America, largest nation in Latin America, we have a responsibility that goes much, much beyond that.
Joseph, I come to you with a statement from Secretary Blinken, who's traveling, and this looks to be a preliminary statement, but here it is. We've seen the announcement just a short while ago by the Venezuelan Electoral Commission, meaning that Maduro is the victor. We have serious concerns that the result announced does not reflect the will or the votes of the Venezuelan people. And then what, Joseph? What does that statement mean?
That statement's a part of that ambiguous third line that I'm talking about, because if you know it's fraud, then just call it fraud. Say that this is unacceptable, that this is not going to be accepted by the United States. And you can even talk about reimposing sanctions, because the whole reason this election happened in the first place, remember, this is a special election. It doesn't follow the normal legislative calendar or normal presidential calendar of Venezuela. The whole reason this election happens in the first place is because the Maduro regime wants to lift sanctions. That was the whole Barbados Agreement. That was the push from the opposition, because Maduro initially didn't even want to have this election. They didn't want to put a date on the calendar. But I mean, the evidence is clear. And let me just lay out some of the evidence that has been documented by various folks in Venezuela about the fraud. They closed the voting centers early, many of the voting centers early, trying to stop people from making the vote. That really didn't make a difference because a lot of people made it to the ballots on time and started early, but they did try that. And then they pushed the election observers out from the ballot counting process. So they didn't have any observation. They not only did they kick the local, national Venezuelan election observers out, but they closed flights from other countries so that no international election observers from other countries could come into Venezuela to monitor the process. They shut down the electronic transmission of voting centers to the National Electoral Council. Once they figured out that they were losing this bad, the Maduro regime basically just turned off the internet, just shut off the exact transmission. So for a period of time, the National Electoral Council, which is the main body that tallies the vote, didn't have any reports or any submission that was coming in from the voting centers. I already mentioned they deported international observers. And then most importantly, they were working behind the scenes with a lot of their allies in the region and in other parts of the world to start to create this ambiguous third line. This is where Brazil comes in. This is where Colombia comes in. And this not to mention the Cubas and the Bolivias that outward legitimize the fraud. But they start working behind the scenes to be able to buy time. Because this is what the Maduro regime needs now. I think most people in the free world understand that this election was stolen. The question is, what can you do about it? And that's where they want to buy the time. What I would suggest that the United States, the leverage the United States has on this, is to reimpose sanctions on the Maduro regime. This is a gross violation of everything that they said that they were going to commit to from the Barbados Agreement on. This is basically a complete waste of time for the entire electoral process, because if this is what they were going to do, there was no point in having the process in the first place. And the only leverage that the United States had, the reason that they negotiated this, was because of sanctions. So instead of lifting sanctions, which I really hope, or easing sanctions, which I really hope the White House does not do, they should be reimposing sanctions at least the level that they were at before, if not even greater.
Joseph Umar, the Executive Director of Secure Free Society, Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. When we come back, Vladimir Putin has a comment about the vote in Venezuela. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at WashableSofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit WashableSofas.com today and save. That's WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.